Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's have a meal outside.
And my name is Pauline. We're so glad you're here with us today. Today's topic is activities.
And our title is A Picnic. A Picnic. So, Pauline, do you like to be outside in the summer?
Sure, if the weather is nice, of course I do.
And do you like to eat?
Of course I like to eat. Why, Peter?
Well, today's lesson is perfect for you. It's about eating outside. We're having a picnic. In fact, why don't we read about it?
Taylor likes picnics. She can eat outside. She can relax in the sunshine. James likes picnics too. But where can he go? Taylor suggests Lake George. James can have a picnic and go swimming. Susie and Tina are enjoying a picnic. Susie has sandwiches in her picnic basket. She has fruit and cookies, too.
Do you go on picnics very often, Pauline?
No, not very often, but I really enjoy them when I do go on a picnic. This spring, some of my friends planned a picnic at the park. We had lots of good food and played games. It was so fun.
Well, that does sound like fun, although it's not fun if it rains.
That's for sure. I always check the weather forecast before going on a picnic. And I also like to go to a place where there are trees for shade. Sitting under the hot sun for too long isn't fun either.
Well, learning our key words is always fun, so let's go to Christina right now.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是野餐, picnic. Taylor说他喜欢在户外用餐,所以他喜欢野餐. Taylor likes picnics. 她觉得在户外用餐可以在阳光下好好的放松. She can relax in the sunshine. 名词阳光就是 sunshine. Taylor 建议 James 可以到 George 湖去野餐. She suggests Lake George. 动词建议提议就是 suggest. Tina 和 Susie 去到湖边野餐. Susie 带了鸡肉三明治和 cheese 三明治. Susie has chicken sandwiches and cheese sandwiches. 名词三明治就是 sandwich. 三明治放在野餐篮子里. The sandwiches are in her picnic basket. 名词篮子就是basket.
Do you like picnics, Taylor?
Yes, I love picnics. I can eat outside. I can relax in the sunshine.
Where can I have a picnic? Is there a picnic spot near here?
Oh, yes. I suggest Lake George. I often go there for picnics. There are nice picnic tables.
Can I swim in the lake?
Sure!
So, Pauline, do you like picnics?
Of course! It's like you said, I like to eat and I like to be outside.
And you can relax in the sunshine. Well, that's what Taylor says. Although, I prefer to relax in the shade.
Yeah, sometimes it is too hot sitting out in the sun. But besides eating and relaxing, you can also play games at a picnic. That's my favorite thing to do.
That doesn't surprise me, Pauline. I know you love games, so what's one game you like to play at a picnic?
Ooh, I usually bring a frisbee with me to picnics. Those are discs you throw back and forth to people. And there are other games you can play with them, too.
Well, you know what else we can do right now?
What's that?
We can learn a grammar point from Rebecca. Let's go to her right now.
Hello, friends. I am so excited. Why? Well, it's time to learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that you can do something, you can use this grammar point. What are we waiting for? First example, I can read a book. Or you could replace the word I with he. He can drink some milk. It looks like you are ready to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Pauline, can you use it?
Sure. I can speak English and Spanish. Can you speak Spanish, Peter?
I can speak Spanish a little bit, but I can also speak Chinese.
Oh, I'm jealous. I can only speak a little Chinese, but I will keep practicing. For now, though, I think we should just speak English.
That's a good idea. Well, Taylor says that during picnics, she can relax in the sunshine.
I can relax in the sunshine.
Pauline, we're inside. Those are just lights, not sunshine.
Peter, I can relax in the sunshine is today's
calendar phrase.
I can relax in the sunshine.
I can relax in the sunshine.
我可以在阳光下放松自己。
Why do you like picnics?
I can relax in the sunshine.
Why do you like the beach?
I can relax in the sunshine.
Why do you like the outdoors?
I can relax in the sunshine. Or in the rain.
Yeah.
I can relax in the sunshine.
I can relax in the sunshine.
我可以在阳光下放松自己。
Hey, Pauline, do you prefer sunny days or rainy days?
Actually, I love the rain. I like taking walks in the rain. Rainy days are great for sitting in a coffee shop with a book. But, of course, for a picnic...I prefer sunny weather.
Well, that makes sense. Well, I think Christina likes sunny weather, and she wants to talk to us now about relaxing in the sunshine. Christina?
Taylor 喜欢去野餐，因为她可以在阳光下放松。她说 ,I can relax in the sunshine. 请你注意一下句子里的介系词 in.所以说在阳光下做什么事要用介系词 in。其实不只是在阳光下，就算是下雨天或者是下雪的日子都用 in。比如你可以说 ,He likes to swim in the sunshine. 他喜欢在阳光下游泳。We took a walk in the rain. 我们在雨中散步。或者 ,It's hard to drive in the snow. 下雪天开车很难。注意到了吗？都是用介系词 in。
Maybe if the weather is nice next weekend, I'll go on a picnic.
That's a great idea. You should ask Taylor where to go. She has a favorite picnic spot that sounds very nice.
That's a good idea. I will definitely ask her about it.It is nice to go to a place with picnic tables. Eating on the ground isn't bad, but tables are nice. Oh, and didn't she say it's near a lake?
Yes, Lake George, but I'm not sure if you can swim in it.
Oh, that would be really fun if we could have a picnic and go swimming at a lake too.That sounds like a perfect summer weekend outing.
Well, maybe during the break you can message Taylor and find out where it is.
Oh, that's a great idea. And friends, during the break, you can review the key words or the grammar point that we've learned already today. And then we'll be right back to learn some more together.
I think I would go out to the sunshine and relax a little bit, but...You can practice English if you want to.
All right, friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes.
Welcome back, friends. Hey, Peter, have you gone on any picnics this summer?
Yes, I did. I went with some friends. They already are married, and they brought their kids. We flew some kites, and my favorite part, we did a barbecue. It was really good. It's nice to be outside all day.
That sounds great. I hope Tina and Susie get to have a really nice picnic, too. I hear they're having one right now. Let's join them. What a beautiful day for a picnic!
I know. And we have lots of good food.
Are there sandwiches in your picnic basket?
Yes, there are. I have chicken sandwiches and cheese sandwiches.
Yum! What else do you have?
I also have fruit and cookies.
Great! Let's eat!
Tina and Susie are on a picnic. Do you think they went to the place that Taylor suggested to James?
Oh, good question. I don't know. Taylor said the spot she likes to go to has picnic tables. But Tina and Susie are eating on a blanket on the ground.
That's true. Although they might just prefer eating on the ground. But they were smart to bring a blanket. I don't mind sitting on the ground for a picnic, but if you don't have a blanket, then it's not that enjoyable.
I agree. Well, I'm glad Tina and Taylor found a beautiful place for a picnic, wherever it is. And what a beautiful day for a picnic.
That's what Tina says. And Christina likes this sentence. Let's go to her right now to find out what we can learn about it.
来到户外野餐 ,Tina 的心情好极了。她说 ,What a beautiful day for a picnic. 真是野餐的好日子啊。首先我们先来说明一下句首的 what 不是疑问词哦。它是用来表达惊叹的。比如说 ,What a cute baby. 多可爱的宝宝啊。What a sunny day. 真是阳光灿烂的一天。What nice people. 多好的人啊。因为 people 是复数，所以这里没有 a， 所以 what 在这里不是疑问词哦。
Thanks, Christina. Can you use this sentence pattern, Peter?
Sure. Did you watch Rob's show yesterday, Pauline? What a great show!
Hey, what a good example!
Nice one. But back to the picnic.It does look like Tina and Susie picked the perfect day for a picnic, and Susie came very prepared.
I know! She is the right kind of friend to have on a picnic. She brought so much food.
Yes, the sandwiches sound good, don't they?
Yes, they do. What kinds of sandwiches did she bring?
Well, she brought two kinds, chicken sandwiches,and cheese sandwiches.
Right. Of course, a sandwich is just two slices of bread with something in between.
What kinds of sandwiches do you like, Pauline?
The cheese sandwich sounds good to me. I also like to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for picnics. What about you, Peter? What kind of sandwiches do you like?
Well, a tuna sandwich sounds pretty good.There's also one called a Reuben. That's a very special sandwich.
Nice. Well, what else did Susie bring in her picnic basket?
She also brought fruit and cookies.
I think the cookies are my favorite part, especially if they are chocolate chip cookies. I love chocolate. Do you like sweets and chocolate, Peter?
Well, of course, and cookies are pretty good.They might bring a cake. I would like to have that.
Although a cake is a little difficult to bring on a picnic.
Hey, so what did Tina bring for the picnic? Did Susie bring all the food?
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's a good question.
Maybe Susie invited Tina on the picnic and offered to bring all the food. Susie is a pretty nice friend like that.
That really is nice. Friends, have you ever gone on a picnic? What food do you like to eat at a picnic?
Then you can practice different English words talking about food. Well, right now we need to review the key words. Friends, say them with us.
Here's your first key word for today. Picnic. Picnic. Let's have a picnic in the forest.
Sunshine. Sunshine. The sunshine is warm.
Suggest. Suggest. I suggest you drink some water.
Sandwich. Sandwich. I'm eating a chicken sandwich.
Basket. Basket. Put all the bread in your basket. Those are our key words for today, friends. Keep on practicing. Now, let's review our conversations one last time.
Do you like picnics, Taylor?
Yes, I love picnics. I can eat outside. I can relax in the sunshine.
Where can I have a picnic? Is there a picnic spot near here?
Oh, yes. I suggest Lake George. I often go there for picnics. There are nice picnic tables.
Can I swim in the lake?
Sure!
What a beautiful day for a picnic!
I know. And we have lots of good food.
Are there sandwiches in your picnic basket?
Yes, there are. I have chicken sandwiches and cheese sandwiches.
Yum! What else do you have?
I also have fruit and cookies.
Great! Let's eat!
Well, we know what food Susie brought to the picnic. But what food do you like to bring with you on your picnics? This is a picture of some popular picnic foods. Which of these do you like, Pauline?
Oh, I love watermelon. I like all fruits, but I especially like watermelon for a picnic. It's refreshing and cool, and I just really like it.
What are you going to drink?
Ooh. I love lemonade. You can see it here, the yellow drink made with lemons, of course.
Well, do you see anything, or I should say, what do you not see in this picture that you would want to bring?
Ooh, I usually bring some snacks, like chips or crackers. I don't see any there.
Well, I always feel like we need some vegetables. I like carrots and, oh, cucumber sounds really nice.
That sounds very healthy. What do you like to bring to drink?
Well, I think you need to have some soda pop. I love having some iced cola.
That's also a good classic picnic drink. All right, friends. Well, now you know all or at least a lot of different foods and drinks you can bring for your next picnic.
Now it's time for us to go to Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch it together.
Ginger, let's order something from the Jungle Cafe.
Okay. I want a sandwich.
All right. I'll order two sandwiches, one for each of us.
Yay! Ooh, let's eat outside.
That's a good idea. We can relax in the sunshine.
We can have a picnic.
Good idea. But where can we go for our picnic?
I suggest outside.
I know, but where outside?
Oh, let's go to the lake. We can sit on the grass and eat our sandwiches there.
After that, we can go swimming.
Oh, and after that, we can have some fruit.
Let me guess. Bananas?
How did you know?
Okay, friends, today is Monday, so it's time to answer some questions. First question, what kind of sandwiches does Susie have? What kind of sandwiches does Susie have?
The answer is in conversation B. She has chicken sandwiches and cheese sandwiches. Here's question number two. Do you like picnics? Why or why not? Do you like picnics? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I like picnics? Why or why not? Yes, I love picnics. Picnics are a lot of fun, especially when you have picnics with your friends. You can pack some food at home and then bring it to the park, and then everyone can enjoy a nice meal outside and enjoy the sunshine. But picnics can become a problem when it starts to rain, so I guess it's good to check the weather before you go.
Do I like picnics? Why or why not? Well, of course, I love picnics. That's why I'm here today. I love being outside, especially if it's good weather. And I love to eat. And it's a nice way to spend time with my friends, like with Susie. I hope you guys get to go on a picnic sometime this summer.
Do I like picnics? I sure do like picnics. I get to go to the park and play in the grass and climb the trees. Picnics are fun, especially when the weather's beautiful. The best thing about picnics? The picnic basket. I love eating, especially eating bananas. That's my favorite thing about picnics, but you knew that already, didn't you? Yeah. Bananas!
Do I like picnics? Well, of course I like picnics. Who doesn't like picnics? They're a great time to get together with your friends and family and to eat delicious food outside. And the best part is, at every picnic, there's always somebody who needs a super sentence.
It's always fun getting to learn more about our friends here at Let's Talk in English. We hope you enjoyed the show today, friends, and that you'll join us again tomorrow for another show of
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.